Can oral semaglutide reduce heart failure events in patients with heart failure with preserved ejection fraction? Find out about this and more in today's PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you once again from the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. The secondary analysis of the SOUL randomized clinical trial evaluated the effect of oral semaglutide on heart failure outcomes in adults with type 2 diabetes and established atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease and/or chronic kidney disease. The trial enrolled 9,650 participants and followed them for a mean of 47.5 months. Investigators examined a pre-specified composite outcome of heart failure hospitalization, urgent heart failure visit, or cardiovascular death. Among participants with heart failure at baseline, oral semaglutide reduced the risk of this composite outcome compared with placebo. The hazard ratio was 0.78. The 95% confidence interval ranged between 0.63 to 0.96. The effect was more pronounced in patients with heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, and in that subgroup, the hazard ratio is 0.59, with a 95% confidence interval of 0.39 to 0.86. In contrast, among patients without heart failure at baseline, oral semaglutide did not reduce heart failure events. The hazard ratio in that group was 1.01, with 95% confidence interval from 0.84 to 1.20. Serious adverse events were similar between treatment groups. These findings suggest that in patients with type 2 diabetes and established heart failure, particularly heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, oral semaglutide may reduce clinically meaningful heart failure events. In our next story, we take a closer look at a major systemic review and meta-analysis exploring how well today's total hip replacements hold up over time. The researchers analyzed data from 29 clinical studies and 8 national joint registries, more than 1.9 million procedures in total. The primary outcome was time to first all-cause revision. Based on full registry data, implant survivorship was 93.6% at 20 years. Using statistical modeling to extrapolate beyond available follow-up, predicted survivorship was 92.8% at 25 years and 92.1% at 30 years. The analysis focused on modern bearing surfaces, including highly cross-linked polyurethane and contemporary ceramic components, which are associated with reduced wear compared with older technologies. These findings suggest that current generation total hip replacements are highly durable, with approximately 9 out of 10 implants expected to remain unrevised at 30 years. The results have important implications for counseling younger patients, surgical timing decisions, and long-term health system planning. And finally, a clustered randomized trial looked at whether a centralized consultant pharmacist service could reduce long-term opioid and benzodiazepine use among older adults in primary care. The study included 2,075 adults aged 65 years or older with long-term opioid or benzodiazepine use across 15 primary care clinics. Clinics were randomized to receive pharmacist-generated tapering recommendations or usual care. The primary outcomes were changes in average daily morphine milligram equivalents and diazepam milligram equivalents over 1 year. Both intervention and control clinics demonstrated reductions in opioid and benzodiazepine exposure. However, the differences between groups were not statistically significant. There was also no significant reduction in incident falls. Although the intervention was feasible and well integrated into clinical workflows, the findings suggest that a centralized pharmacist-led model alone may be insufficient to achieve clinically meaningful reductions in high-risk medication use among older adults. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us for this episode of PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at PeerDirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions, please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@PeerDirect.com. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing Medical News Roundup and just ask, "What's my flash briefing?" Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norm Dion, and Bryce City for production assistance. Join me next time for an episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.